Lily and Grace offers a wide range of furniture, accessories, light fixtures, fabrics, gifts, as well as custom creations and renovations. Visit the truly stunning boutique online at tjriggins.com/LG or in person at their store in Mooresville, North Carolina. Experience high-quality products, exclusive designs, and timeless style at Lily and Grace. You need to plan your visit today to see the unmatched selection of items. They can help you transform your home into the perfect living space. Learn more at tjriggins.com/LG.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just us girls here today. It's the TJ and Riggins Show. TJ's out for some business stuff today. TJ's wife Jody is here. Lindsay is here. Techie Rob as well. Lindsay, how long have you been married?
I've said eight years. Every time you ask me, it's been seven. I had to calculate it. It's been seven. I think yesterday I said eight. The day before that, it's seven.
I thought, yeah.
What month did y'all get married?
Yeah, seven. June 3rd, 2018.
Okay.
Are you feeling the seven-year itch at all? That's what they always say. They say the seven-year itch is like, you know, when you start getting like, what did I do?
I got the like six-month itch. No, I mean, you know,
just what kids, it is. Life,
I mean, you never know when it's coming. I got the 30-year itch.
You never know, you know.
They just put out this article of the worst marriage advice, and I thought this was kind of interesting. The number one worst piece of marriage advice is when somebody says marriage is easy when you find the one. He said it sounds romantic, like on its face. Like if you just read it, you're like, oh, that's romantic. But there's no such thing as a soulmate. Marriage, whether you find the one or not, it's really, really difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's probably good. Marriage is not easy when you find the one.
No. And I think it is easier without children. I'm not saying don't have children, but I'm saying it gets rocky, you know, here and there.
You got to work through
that. There are edges every day.
Gets rocky. They said also never go to bed angry. They said, don't worry about going to bed angry. Sometimes it takes a while to cool off. And sometimes if you force yourself and not going to bed angry, you're going to bring yourself back into a conflict that you're not really ready to handle with a, a calm, attitude.
Right. I've gone to bed angry many a time. I mean, have you? I mean, it's just.
No, Lindsay. Never.
You're in a bad marriage.
Not when you forget that turndown
not
service.
Not when I found the one.
Oh, dear. This is. I should have picked a better topic for this, maybe. They said your spouse will complete you. They said also really bad. You need to be a grown individual before relying on somebody else, which that makes sense, too.
Yeah.
TJ would be laughing at all of these right now. Uh-huh. He would just go, you got to be kidding me. Mm-hmm. He's probably right. I don't know. Mm-hmm. He's usually right about a lot of these things.
Oh, don't say that.
From my experience, he is right a lot. Mm-hmm. The key to a successful marriage is to love and be loved. They said this is both true and false. It's kind of misleading. There's no need to be loved. People do fine on their own. But who doesn't want love in their life?
Right.
I know that's very popular right now, but that doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then thinking more of your spouse and kids than you do for yourself is a sign that you are a loving person. They said that's probably
the turndown service.
The turndown service. The turndown service. Good example. Yeah. I definitely think about my kids over me for sure.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do I think about him more? Yeah. No, I mean, more so my children. I mean, because.
Really?
Yeah. Because I do think, too, we got married later in life. What was I, 34? He was 35. So I just think we were our own. People, we were independent. Yeah. We were, you know. Yep. So, but them kids ain't independent.
We got a game coming up next. It's called Cup of Classics. You're going to love this. Next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks.
Kensho cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium non-alcoholic drinks. Now they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails but with alcohol-free indulgence. Now, my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, so this is the TJ and Riggins Show. TJ will be back tomorrow. He's got some business meetings today, but TJ's wife Jody's here, Lindsay's here, Tech D Rob as well. Make sure you go see Lindsay at R. Gregory Jewelers on Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon. It's in downtown Statesville. She's going to be talking about Peyton's Promise.
Yes, if you want to donate to Peyton's Promise, you just come right in and see me. And all the nice jewelry they have. Yeah. I'm obsessed. And they're actually doing a show that day of a new diamond line they're getting.
Ooh.
So it works out. So you could also buy me one of those. Kyle.
But downtown Statesville's so cute.
So cute. It's and they're fun. building like a new rooftop bar. It's going to be the place to go.
Fun.
So, right across from R. Gregory. So,
yeah. Okay. So. Saturday, 10 to noon, go see Lindsay and maybe TJ and Jody.
Just maybe.
Very possibly.
Yes.
What a thrill for you on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm. What a thrill. Mm-hmm. And what if TJ buys you something in there?
Yeah. Haha.
No, that'd be nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to play a little game on the TJ and Riggins Show. It's called Cup of Classics. Before Lindsay and Jody, they have a cup with some names of classic television shows. Some of the most famous television shows to have ever existed. And Jody and Lindsay both watch a lot of shows.
Yes.
And your interests sort of overlap in that you like a little bit of reality, but you guys have seen everything. I'm always amazed hearing TJ and Lindsay talk about the shows that they're watching. I'm like, you've seen everything.
And you think, like, how do you have time to do that?
Oh, no, people find time to do it. Wasting time is sort of my game.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, you've got a cup of classic TV shows. I want you to describe the show without using the title and see if we can guess it. So, Jody, why don't you go first? Why don't you pull a name a classic TV show out of that cup?
And I can't say the name of the show.
Can't say the name of the show, but we'll try to guess what it is.
Mm-hmm. A lot of doctors.
ER.
A lot of doctors.
The Pit. Grey's Anatomy.
You got it.
Grey's Anatomy. Oh, nice.
Look at you. I was like, I was thinking reality. Yep. But no. Okay.
Yep. All right, Lindsay, you're up.
Okay.
Cup of Classics on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Ooh. It's one of our favorite guys. His name is the same as my husband's name. He's so cute as an actor. Anyway, it's about a football team. He's a coach.
Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
Friday Night Lights. Okay.
I love how you're like, what are we
Kyle
doing?
Kyle Chandler.
The guy we all like. I'm like, who the hell is that? Kyle
Chandler. We're right here on that.
Riggins, who's your favorite Kyle? I don't know.
Kyle. You love Kyle.
I don't know. Yeah. All right, Jody, you give one. Lindsay and I will try to guess. Cup of Classics, TV shows. Try to guess the TV show.
Oh, Mafia. Cigars.
Sopranos. Got it. Okay, that was easy. That was easy. All right, Lindsay, we got time for one more. Why don't we try it?
Okay.
One more. This is fun.
Oh, yeah. Lord. It's really nerdy. It's about dragons and like medieval times or something.
Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Okay. I was like, I don't know.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
This is Now Trending. A man in Pennsylvania. He's a Pennsylvania man. He was in a New Jersey airport. They patted him down at TSA and they noticed something in his pants. They brought him over to the little checkpoint where they really do the more thorough search. And they found in his pants, he had a blue towel that was wrapped around a red-eared slider, which is a turtle. He had a turtle in his pants.
A turtle in his pants.
Said it's a popular turtle as a pet, and it's unclear if he's going to be facing charges, but...
I'd be scared he'd chomp something.
Me too.
I'm not kidding. But, like, that must have really confused TSA. They're like, I don't know. You feel the shell. You're like, I don't know what that is. Yeah. We got to take a closer look, though. But, I mean, I understand wanting to bring your pets on a plane, like your dog or your cat, if you're, like, super attached to them.
Yeah.
But do you need to bring your turtle with you when you travel?
Can't you bring a turtle in, like,
Yes, in a little carrier.
Yeah, so I think that was a little...
Put it in your pants.
Yeah, you do need to throw it in your...
Yeah, I would automatically assume there's, like, cocaine in the shell.
Yeah.
I'd be like, there's drugs in there.
See, I think bomb.
Or a bomb. Or, okay, yeah.
I know the worst scenario.
You know, TJ had a little run-in with airport security all those years ago. He had a, I forget what it was. It was a magazine or something.
Yeah.
In New York.
Yeah. That was tense. And I didn't know how to handle the situation. So I ran back and told Ace, I said, he's got a gun in the middle of the airport. Ace was like, what are you doing? Shut up. I was like, I don't know. The cops were there. He's got a gun.
I'm scared. I'm scared.
We're in LaGuardia Airport. Ace was like, shut up. Shut up. I was like, I don't, they're over there. It's a kid. Yeah, I didn't know anybody. That was scary. Wendy Williams trending today because her guardian says that she has freedom, even though she's living in this assisted living facility. She has access to great care, and we're doing the best for her. But Wendy Williams, you know, she's throwing notes out of her window saying, help me, help me. Uh-huh. And she's supposed to appear on The View tomorrow. So I don't know. This
can't
story,
wait to see that.
I know. I don't know if she's going to make it. She was just in the hospital yesterday. So I don't know how this is going to pan out.
But they're saying she has dementia, right? So I'm wondering if, I mean, is that behavior of...
Did y'all watch her special?
I did.
She did.
Yeah, terrifying.
I did too. Yeah. She's not all there.
She's not.
I mean, she may not have dementia. I don't know. I don't know how.
Yeah, we don't know.
Mm-mm. And they're saying alcohol too, but alcohol didn't do what I saw on that special.
No,
her eyes, her feet.
No.
You know, so.
Yeah. It's a crazy, crazy story out there. Yeah. But she was very nice to us when she came.
She seems
studio.
Nice.
She was very nice.
Well, she was nice to you, I guess. She wasn't nice to me.
Oh,
Wendy Williams was not nice to you?
No, she wasn't nice in the hall.
What did she say?
She just was very rude and was not respond very well to me.
Oh.
I didn't.
Oh. I want to hear more. I'm confused. What respond where? How?
How you doing? How you doing? So Lindsay's got something interesting happening in her life. She is going to Bible study now, much like Jody.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, but not everybody is happy in your Bible study group, as we learned last week. And I forgot all about this, but we'll get to it coming up next.
Yeah. More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So TJ's not here today, but TJ's wife, Jody, graciously decided to come in and help us out, help out me and Lindsay and Tech D Rob joining us on the show for the day. It's a little early for you.
Yeah, I'm doing okay though, but I'm like, ooh, I see what time it is.
You're getting a nap.
Yeah.
Lindsay, when I asked Jody if she would come on the show with us, she said, You start early, right? And she gave me the time. I was like, yeah. And she goes, that's fine. I'll just take a nap after that.
Yeah. Easy peasy.
Good for you.
Just go home, take a nap.
I felt like I was bothering her. She was mopping the house. And I could tell that phone was plastered to the shoulder and the ear.
Yeah.
Cleaning.
But Lindsay's started something that I think is great. You started going to Bible study, right?
Yeah. It's intense. It's got homework. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Homework.
I mean, it takes me hours to do my homework. It's like a questionnaire, lots of questions, lots of write in your own life how this has, you know, paragraphs. And I'm like, huh.
No
but
way.
If you don't do it, you get called out.
By who?
The table leader.
How many of y'all are in there?
Like 300.
What?
Yeah. And in each table has like 8 and a table leader. It's the, one of the most sought after Bible studies in Charlotte, and she has wait lists. It's crazy.
Huh?
And I was on the wait list.
You got wait listed.
And then I got in. Yeah.
You're not ready for God's grace just yet, sweetheart.
Not yet.
You just,
they were watching some of the show. They're like, actually, this girl needs to come.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I didn't even mention this, but you skipped your second week at Bible study after being in this wait list for so long. And the week before, she didn't even do her homework. I know. She just said.
Oh, gosh.
I've kind of been more of a bad student. Well, and I never thought it'd come to this.
It hasn't gone unnoticed. A woman from your Bible study actually contacted us.
What?
Do you know a woman named Tiffany?
Yeah.
Okay, well, a woman named Tiffany who claims to be in your Bible study contacted us and left us a message. Oh,
really, dude.
Guys, love your show. My name is Tiffany, and I joined a Bible study group about 2 years ago. It's the most important thing I do every week, besides taking care of my family. It just so happens that your little friend Lindsay just joined the same one. Well, I've got some bad news that you might want to know. She skipped Bible study yesterday, and last week she didn't even do the homework. Everyone in the group is talking about it. I'm sorry that she doesn't think it's important to show up once a week or even attempt to look like she cares. It's pretty disappointing. There are so many women who are eager to join our Bible study group, and she probably thinks that because she's pretty and has a cool job that she can just play by her own rules. But we don't play by her rules. We play by God's rules. I hope she starts to prioritize our group because there will be consequences if she doesn't get her act together. Really tough consequences. You think we're not busy too? You think we're not tired? No more excuses, Lindsay. I hope this doesn't come across the wrong way, but we'd just like to see her live up to her commitments. I'll leave you with this. Proverbs chapter 18. Whoever is slack in his work is a brother to him who destroys. I want you to think about that, girl. Have a great day, Lindsay. Hope to see you soon. Best wishes and butterfly kisses.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm targeted. Oh. I am targeted.
She broke out Proverbs.
She did.
You know what? God knows, Lindsay. He knows.
Wow. Best wishes and butterfly kisses.
My goodness. Tiff. Oh, no.
That was a little threatening. More next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Stop staring. Rude. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. TJ will be back tomorrow. He's got some meetings to attend to today. But Lindsay is here. TJ's wife Jody is here. Tech D Rob is here. We've got some audio for crap show audio or whatever TJ's calling it.
Yeah. Love that.
We're still working. We're working the name. We're going to figure it out. But Matthew McConaughey, y'all love Matthew McConaughey, don't you? Mm. Women love him.
I'm kind of over him.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's...
What happened?
He got stinky.
I was just about to say that. Mm-hmm.
He got. What does that mean?
He's just crunchy granola. Mm-hmm.
He wasn't wearing deodorant.
Really? So no. That turned the tide
for
you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get that too.
Take a bath.
Stinking?
Yeah. And he looks dirtier than ever.
Yeah.
And he gets on my nerves at those games when I see him on the field. Yeah. Like, get out of here.
They love him on the field.
What a stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he was at South by Southwest, which is a film festival in Texas. And a reporter asked him where he likes to sit when he goes to the movies. I thought this was kind of interesting.
Go to the movies. Where do you like to sit, and what do you like to eat?
Franklin's.
So, I'm calm. Okay. Three quarterback center. I'll take center over closers.
Yeah.
All right. Three quarterback center. Matters what kind of movie, though, too. Sometimes it's nice to be on the front row and getting it smashed in your face. And I'm doing, man, I'm still a sucker for a great hot dog or two.
Oh, he's so relatable.
He's so annoying.
I love that you're turning on him.
Yeah, I mean,
who says that? Center.
Three quarterback center.
Whatever.
Did he answer the question? I'm confused.
He did. He's like, three quarterback center. You know, he's got a way of speaking.
Maybe
that's
I don't
just,
know what that
I
is.
I absolutely love his voice, though.
Yeah, I do too.
I love it. He's but he is voice. So I hate annoying.
When he hits the whistle.
When he what?
He's got a little.
He has a little whistle in his words sometimes, and I'm like, I can't stand it.
Three quarterback center. You know,
it's getting more whistly the older it gets. Yeah, I think.
What do you say? Something about smash in the face?
I don't know.
You
want to
smash you in the face? You know?
Get out of here!
I don't even know what he's talking about.
A woman was in the mall and she made a little announcement. I'll tell you.
I'm outside Victoria's Secret. The secret is that I just took a diarrhea in the dressing room because I ate too much orange chicken at the Panda Express. Please book a cameo. Link in bio.
Interesting.
No. No. In the.
What a promotional
could
video.
You imagine working there and going
out? And she obviously had a toddy or two.
Oh, yeah. 18.
You worked in a clothing store there for a little while, Jody, didn't you?
Oh, my goodness. My whole 15 years old to, I don't know, years did of
anybody,
clothing.
Did anybody ever poop?
No, sir.
No.
No one ever no. did that.
The mall was cool back then. Yeah. Nobody was pooping in the stores.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, you know what? Looking great in a pair of stilettos shouldn't leave you in agony. Get the painless stilettos TJ's wife Jody wears and save 30% when you use promo code TJ.
Yes.
Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Look hot, save money, and be comfortable.
Yeah.
Duh.
I've seen Jody in those stilettos. You look great.
Thank you.
I'm not into feet, but you got nice feet.
Thank you.
They're not as jacked up as I thought they were. They would be.
Is it because of me? Is that where you're looking at?
You always say that you've got bad feet. I don't know that I know what your feet look like.
I mean, I don't think they're great by any means.
Really? I just don't like feet.
Yeah.
I know. Women hate men's feet for some reason. It's a whole thing.
And I have a crooked toe. It just straight goes to the right.
Yeah.
It's that dancing.
Is that with something? Well. Looking that way. Something.
Listen, I sniffed your armpit last week.
I saw that.
Your feet aren't going to freak me out.
We'll see about that come summer.
Yeah. I watched back that video. I went, what the hell was I doing? This is on the internet forever. I don't want to be on the internet smelling armpits.
Well, I loved it.
It was a test.
It was a test. Yeah.
Yeah.
She smelled fine, by the way.
Yeah.
But we learned something kind of interesting about Jody. TJ is not here today. He's doing some business stuff, but his wife here, Jody, is here. He said you have a really interesting way when you're watching TV or riding in the car with him, an interesting way of eating sunflower seeds. And so I went to the store this morning and I brought in some sunflower seeds and a paper plate, which I heard is part of the process. Would you mind demonstrating how you eat sunflower? He said it's the weirdest thing he's ever seen.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I want you to demonstrate. So you'll do this when you're watching TV at night after your bath.
It's been a while since I've had sunflower seeds, but
And in the car too.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. But I have a solo cup in the car. Actually, like, that little cup's perfect. It's more than a plate.
Okay. Well, I want you to do it right in the camera. So hold that plate up and make sure
can you see it?
Yeah. I want you. So one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Cracking it in her teeth. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She's cracking. Yeah, I could see how that would be kind of, I don't want to say disturbing, just your own way.
It looks better in a cup. Watch. Can I use this cup?
All right, yeah, do it quick.
It's not as nasty.
It's kind of like you're chewing dip.
Mm-hmm.
You're dipping.
Mm-hmm.
So you This is so weird.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Oh, there's a lot of angry women out there today. A lot of angry older women, because a few weeks ago, Joann Fabrics announced that they're closing all their stores. My mom was devastated.
Aww,
she loved the Joann Fabrics.
So did mine.
Well, at the same time announcing all of the store closures, they also made the decision to stop honoring people's gift cards, even though they're going out of business sales expected to continue for months.
That's wrong.
Oh, that is so wrong.
That's not right.
No.
If you still got an open store, wouldn't you think, you know?
That's not right.
They doing that bad? I mean.
Yes, they can't even honor the gift cards. So there's like some 70-year-old woman with her knitting sticks or whatever. And she's just like, I have a gift card.
Yeah, that's wrong. Because that's someone's money, whether it was a gift or your own.
Yeah, you got to honor it.
Start sewing, people. Get out there and buy. Start sewing.
Start sewing again, everyone.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So that is happening, and that's why Joann Fabrics trending this morning. Today is National Girl Scout Day. Now, I don't know. I was a Boy Scout for a long time, but were you guys Girl Scouts?
Nope.
I was a Brownie.
You were a Brownie.
Mm-hmm. And then didn't make it to Girl Scouts.
They were like, we're not going to ask you to come
They're
back.
They're like, she can't come to Girl Scouts.
She ate all the cookies. That's what they say about me. She ate all the Thin Mints, like, right. In one sitting.
Oh, yeah.
Are you interested in getting your daughter into Girl Scouts at all?
No, not really. Okay. I don't know why, for any reason. I never did it. My brothers were even Eagle Scouts, like went all the way up, you know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it really a thing anymore, though? I don't hear about it much.
My niece is a Girl Scout.
Oh, that's so cute.
Because pre-sales for Girl Scout cookies start around Christmas. You know, it comes with an email. And
yeah.
Like, oh, that's cute.
I think it's maybe good for kids to make friends.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I don't
I loved brownies because I love crafts and all that. So they did all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You love crafts?
Oh, I love it.
You're, well, right,
you're crafty.
I love crafts.
Oh, she's very crafty.
She's crafty.
Switch up on me and be all crafty. I see what you're doing. And then Jennifer Garner's boyfriend is not happy with Ben Affleck. Everybody saw those pictures. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner share kids together. They were at a kid's birthday party, and he was all hugged up on her.
And she let him.
And she let him. I didn't even realize she was had a boyfriend at all. Mm-hmm. So I get it. I would be not. You're hugging up on your ex.
I wouldn't be mad at him. Be mad at her. She let
agreed,
him. Yeah.
Agreed. But I'd be mad at both of them. But
sure,
she's the one that matters.
I feel
to
like
him.
They always do that.
Yeah.
Like even when they've, you know, when he was with what's her face, Lopez.
Yeah.
I feel like that they still. They still were all lovey-dovey all the time.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I like it. What's her face, Lopez? You know, what's her face, Lopez?
What's her face, Lopez?
That's what we're calling her now.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Beautiful furniture for your living room and bedroom. The most comfortable mattresses with the latest in sleep technology. A team of professional designers. Delivery services that are second to none. And much more. That is Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress.
Yes.
Learn more at tjriggins.com/mattress. Now, they are the sponsors of the TJ and Jody's House podcast.
They are. And they're awesome.
You love the Dream Team.
Love the Dream Team. They're fun people.
I was behind a Sweet Dreams truck yesterday. They were making a wonderful delivery. Those chairs that you have in your living room are iconic now. Everybody that sits in Jody's and TJ's living room want to know about those chairs. Am I right?
Yeah, yeah. They are.
They call them the incredible chair or something like that.
What?
Yeah.
So what are, they're just super comfortable?
They're unbelievably, they're recliners, but they're like super chic, super stylish.
They swivel.
It's the perfect chair. So learn more at Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. You're going to love those people because we do. So what's going on? Lindsay just brought in like three bags of snacks. I don't know what's going on. What are you doing?
So my neighbor is a food broker. I guess that's what her title is. I'm not super sure. But she, I guess companies get her to put their product in the grocery stores.
Okay.
So she gets thousands of samples.
Right. Are these all healthy snacks?
Healthy. She drops them off on my porch. She's like, taste them, let me know. But now I'm starting to think that she tried some of these and they're terrible and she dropped them off of my house. She's like, here, just take them. Just get rid, you know.
But so Jody and Lindsay are both on this like Bobby approved diet thing. I'll be honest. I'm sick of hearing if something's Bobby approved.
I'll be honest. Me too.
Oh, same. You are? Okay.
I think TJ brings it up or used to bring it up more, but now he's over it too.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not on it either.
Clearly, Mr. Yeah. Okay.
Wait, is he acting
like he's still on it?
Well, let's just say the little spring gingerbread men he was eating this weekend are not Bobby approved.
They're not. Yeah. No. So he's over that. And I think Bobby's making him mad because of how he dresses, talks, acts. I think he's just bitter.
He's annoyed at him. Yeah. And I am too, honestly. And I'll scan things and it'll say not Bobby approved. And I cuss him for everything in the store.
Yeah. Because things that are clearly healthy, he still doesn't approve.
Or it'll say the worst is when you scan it and it'll go, almost Bobby approved. I'm like, whatever, Bobby.
Well, we talk about it so much now that I was making a green tea the other day and I'm scanning through my phone and he pops up and says, tea bags are going to cause cancer. And I was like,
thanks a lot, Bobby.
You should just go, shut up, Bobby.
Yeah.
Shut up, Bobby.
Oh, Bob.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.